Is the Queen Elizabeth related to the Habsburgs?
The Queen Mom was.
Well, then the Queen Elizabeth too. If the mom is related, then the Queen too.
Well, no, you're saying the Queen, that's the position. The person is different.
And I was reading, she's also related to
Albert is related to Solomon.
And they say they're related to Solomon, to Abraham, and to Moses. So I was really impressed by that.
Who's related?
Duly.
Who's related?
The Queen Elizabeth.
You were going to ask about the Hyksos. What about the Hyksos?
Jerry died. Jerry Hyksos died.
But to this,
he had leukemia in his arm.
Yeah, that's Ion talking about Jerry Hicks of the Abrahams.
And that's a blood disease. A blood disease.
Ooh. Okay, so yeah, are the Hyksos, is Queen Elizabeth
as
the
second story goes, as the story goes, he caught it from a spider bite.
Good. Is the Queen Elizabeth II related, anything in her family related to the Hyksos tribe?
The mom was.
Okay.
And what about the Canaanites? Because they have the Canary Wharf, and they had a lot of commerce with the Canary Islands that were Canaanite. And the Canary Wharf
is in Canada. For the southern people, for the southern people that are American, it's Canaanites. So that's just a little translation. But it's all good. You're doing great.
Yes. How is the Queen Elizabeth related to the Canaanites? Or did they only have the commerce?
No. You're confusing it. Be careful. You're calling the land Canaan. People came and left Canaan. So there was lots of things that came from Canaan, okay? So there's been 8 sets of Canaanites of different people. The giants was in Canaan, right? That was the promised land. That was the land of milk and honey. The ones who invaded or took over the land of milk and honey across the River Jordan became Canaanites, and they're related to the queen. But so if that's true, then so were the damn giants. Damn Moabites, you see,
Medici.
And it damn Demetri money, yeah. So, do you see? There you go. Does that help? You're going to include. Comes back down to the Amalekites.
And what about the Habsburgs? When we go back to the.
That's easy. That's in Bob's damn chart.
But who are they related to? Like
it's a house. It's where the Latvia, Austria, all the
and
Radbot.
The 3 crowns of Egypt. When they were worn together, one is white, the other is red, the other is blue, like the flag of France, Britain, and America. So are these colors showing the connection to Syrophoenicians or to whom are they connected?
Well, it stopped, though, with Otto. When Otto bit it, it did it. You know, he was over there from fucking Germany.
Yeah, you're talking about Otto of the 20th century.
Yeah, Otto von Habsburg, the Archduke of Austria.
Yeah, he was the main guy in the 20th century.
And then it stopped.
Do the Habsburg were working with the Duke of Orleans?
Okay. All right, first, you got to get this right. you got to go to Otto the Second, then you go to Werner the Second, then you go Otto the Third, then you split to go to Albert the Third. That's where that connects. That comes down to Rudolph the Second. That goes into Albert the Fifth. This goes into Rudolph the Third. It splits. Then Rudolph the Fifth, which is on Albert's side, and on the other side is Erhard the First. That was the Count of Kieburg, and Gottfried, that's Laufenburg. Okay, then you go to Rudolph the Second. Now you're going to stay with John Parricide, then Frederick the First, the Fair. Then you're going to Albert the Third. That's the one with the long hair. That was the Count of Tyrol. He was also the Duke of Styria and Carinthia. Then you go all the way over to Albert the Fourth. Then you go to Albert the Second. We're up to like 1404 to 1439 if Bob Kemp sent you an email. And then Latius the Posthumus. Then you stop, and then it goes back up and comes back over, and you pick it up into Iron, the Duke of Inner. You got to go back up and back down to Iron. Then you got to go to Frederick the Third. Okay. Then you go to Maximilian. That's the one you all talk about. Well, actually, it was the Duke of Burgundy, but that's another conversation. Then to Philip the First. Then you got to bring it down to Ferdinand the First. Then you got to be careful because you got to drop it all the way down to Charles the Second, the Archduke of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. That's what you want to know, how it's connected.
I'm always
Camilla,
impressed.
And Camilla Parker Bowles is a slut.
It's really interesting how this is linked.
Well, you asked how it connected, and that's why we had to get to see. You have wars and wars and rumors of wars, but here's not the issue or the problem. What you're talking about here is you have all these monarchies or kingdoms that are applying to themselves, but they're all happening side by side by side. Singing side by side. When you have a simple kind of love, it's easier. You don't get all enthralled with it. You have a simple love, much better.
Yes, and Wonder Mom, the mother, the queen mother of Queen Elizabeth, was parallel world traveling. To which worlds was she going to? How are these worlds connected to these different monarchies? Do each have their own parallel worlds, or how does this work?
You gotta look at your question. Look at your question.
Yes, because you said they are analyzing all these objects to pair the worlds.
Well,
so I want to know why. Why do they want to do that?
Stop. You're losing. You get down to the good part, and we stop you, and then you go on to something else that changes everything. You're talking about the 14th Earl of Strathmore.
In relation to the Louvre accelerator ion? Or CERN?
Yes, it is. Not CERN. You fucked up CERN.
Yeah.
That would be Kinghorn.
Roxy's going to fuck up the Louvre. So Roxy's going to fuck up the Louvre, eh? Roxy's going to fuck up the Louvre.
Well, maybe. She can. She certainly can. But CERN would be Kinghorn. Kinghorn. See, this is Claude.
Yeah, you've mentioned the,
this is Claude.
You've mentioned the Earl of Strathmore before. I've heard that name before one of these Sunday mornings. Correct? You have said his name before.
Many times.
So is he...
See, this
he
brings
a guy
in
who
Cavendish. This brings in the Cavendish. I see Cecilia Cavendish Bentinck was the mummer. Mm-hmm.
So is the Strathmore one of these guys who never died, been around a long time?
In Lord Clamis. Mm-hmm.
He didn't die either. Did these aristocrats in their, they call them public schools, but they're private schools, these guys became lovers of each other. Did the princes of these royal houses share knowledge in school and Eton? On the playing fields of Eton, knowledge among them,
Eton,
their family knowledge?
Eton. Yeah, that's where you're going to go if you're going to go to Cambridge, right? Or in going to Oxford.
Oxford, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oxbridge. So they did these kids talk about it in school, about the talents their parents had in parallel worlding?
Yeah.
They knew. Well, some of them knew.
Mm-hmm.
And is the Duke of Orleans somehow linked to the particle accelerators?
Maybe.
What about the Duke of Bourbon? You've mentioned him before in relation to Trump.
Bourbon. Yes.
Bourbon. Mm-hmm. Is he one of these person who hasn't transitioned?
Yes.
Are these dukes who are eternal consciously? Are they having some kind of little dancing on each other's toes?
Always.
What do they get out of it? Just the joy of victory or more money? What are they getting out of it?
We didn't say.
We've upset the apple cart, though, eh? The RNA drops makes it all rather meaningless.
We did, yeah.
We got the better trophy. This is the trophy you want. Not some real estate. Not some parliament. Not some stocks. Not some moonship. You know, some Richard Branson private transportation to the moon. No. No. It's
or maybe a nice glass of gin with a fortified wine, a Dupanet, with lemon.